Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
What must faithful churches do when they have members who are adulterers, drunks, extortioners, troublemakers, and other unfaithful people who will not repent? The New Testament does not leave us with any uncertainty about the church's course of action. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together and my Spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 5:4-5. My emphasis in today's short lesson will not be primarily on the responsibility of churches to withdraw from the ungodly, the disobedient, and the rebellious, but whether preaching on that topic is necessarily included in preaching Christ crucified. Paul informed the Corinthians, "For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified." 1 Corinthians 2:2. Please reason with me for just a minute on this topic. Paul determined not to know anything among the Corinthians, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. If he decided not to know anything save Christ and him crucified, how could he preach anything save Christ and him crucified? Can we logically conclude that all he preached, whether at Corinth, or at Ephesus, or at Philippi, or at Thessalonica, had to be under the category of preaching Christ crucified? Since he determined not to know anything else, how could he preach anything else? So when we preach Christ and him crucified, we must discuss the whole range of topics in the Word of God, including withdrawing from erring brothers and sisters. If that is not the correct view, I would like to know what is. The church at Corinth had within its fellowship a man who was living with his father's wife. Paul was upset that the church would fellowship such a person. He said that even heathen people would not allow such evil among them. Tragically, some of the members at Corinth were puffed up, probably not because of, but in spite of, the sin in the church. Paul commanded, as I have already read, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 5:2-5. Paul provides three reasons why the church must withdraw from immoral and unfaithful church members. It has to be done because the Lord commanded it. In the name of the Lord Jesus means by his authority. If Jesus Christ, the head of the church, says the church must withdraw from erring members, there is no choice but to follow his will. The church must withdraw to save the unfaithful member. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together in my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 5:4-5. We must be concerned about the soul of an erring brother. Withdrawing may be the only way to get him to repent and to return to the Lord. Although it may be heart-rending to have to disfellowship a brother, it has to be done to save the person from eternal punishment. Finally, the church must withdraw to keep the church pure. Paul asked the Corinthians, "Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." 1 Corinthians 5:6-7. How extremely difficult it is to convert people to Christ when a congregation is filled with all sorts of evil. You and I both know that preaching about corrective church discipline is an obligation a preacher must not avoid. But is it preaching Christ crucified? If it is not preaching Christ crucified, Paul violated a vow he made not to know anything save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul was simply preaching the whole counsel of God, as all dedicated preachers must do. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.